Lesson 2, Vocabulary Building. No doubt some of the expressions Mr. Romo has just used are unfamiliar to you. Let's examine some of these phrases more closely. Mr. Geets Romo, your instructor, will pronounce a series of hip words and phrases. After each one, there will be a pause so that you can repeat the phrase aloud. Mr. Romo.
Dig. Dig it. Dig yourself, baby. Dig the chick. Dig the cat. Dig the shades on the cat. Yeah, that's where it's at. Dig. Squares. What a drag. What a bring down. Later for that, man. Forget it.
Greetings and farewells. Greetings.
Hey, do you have any idea how boring this must be?
Oh,
what a
please,
drag.
Mr. Romo, just read your little list.
Oh, man. Hey, what's happening, baby? What's shaking, man? Hey, there you go. Hey.
And farewells.
Hey, I'm gonna split. This is a drag. I'm gonna cut. You got eyes to split? Let's make it. You going uptown? I got wheels. Wanna ride? My shorts outside. Hey, we're gonna get in the wind. Later.
In the pad.
No, we tell him to stop beating that gong, man. It's a drag. It's very hard on the nerves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Rome. Charlie.
All right.
The gong.
I'll do, please, my words.
In the pad.
No.
I would dig to pick up on some sounds. Turn on the box. Put on some sides. Hey, man, get in the horn, call some freaky people, and we'll have a scene. Oh, we'll have a scene.
Hey, man, this is all wrong. Who can learn anything with all these words out of there where they're supposed to be, you know? Dig the cat, see the cat run, dig geets, read. Anyway, man, you left out a very important thing about the pad.
Well, what is that, Mr. Romo?
Well, dig, one thing that makes a pad different from an apartment is that every pad has a stash.
A stash? Is that anything like a bidet?
Yeah, well, that would make a good stash, but...
What exactly is a,
Well, a stash is a secret place where you can put what you got from the man, so the man who thinks you shouldn't have it won't sneak up on the scene and take it away, you know, and you with it.
Ah. Is there any other differentiating factor?
Yeah, man, things.
Things, Mr. Romo?
Yeah, you find most of your pads are gonna have things in them.
What kind of things?
Well, head things, you know, weird things. You know, like, a weirdness is inherent in a good thing. Some people have string things. Yards and yards of string going all over, or Dixie cup things, or maybe it's a box of lights that flashes at you, I don't know. I know this one cat. He has this ultraviolet ray ozone thing, you know, shoots sparks all over, and it's a gas. Some people have frogs, or Mexican statues, or eyes, or anything that they have, that's a thing.
What do you use these things for?
But to get hung up on. If it doesn't hang you up, it doesn't make it as a thing. You sit there, and you dig it. And maybe you get up. And maybe you get up inside it. And maybe it reaches out and grabs you. And it's weird, man. Dealing with a thing can be a very beautiful experience. It could crack your brain. Some people have things hung all over their beds so they can dig them before they fall out. And that could be very comforting. But that's another thing. And this is very important. You fall out in your pad. Now, it's very uncool to fall out in somebody else's pad, man. You can nod in somebody else's pad. Nod, that's like a very hip nap. Yeah, you can nod there, you know, if it's a cool friend and if you're tight with him. But you don't want cats to fall out on you because sometimes they're there for days and you scream, split, and they don't even hear you. You have to keep stepping over them and they hang up the bathroom and it's a stone drag, believe me. It can be very dangerous to fall out someplace where you don't know the cats too well because then you're helpless and you're an easy victim. I know this one cat, he fell out in some freaks, you know? And when he came up, he was tattooed from head to foot with an editorial from the New Republic. Very dangerous to fall out.